Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple, to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in. Desk is a little like setting the stage for a Broadway show. When everything's in its right place, the magic just flows. First, you're going to want to prioritize. Think of this as your backstage. Some props are essential for today's act, others next week, and some for the storage. Create zones like today, this week, and this month. Next, you're going to want to elevate. Remember that high school dance where everyone stood up against the walls? Use that vertical space. Add a cute shelf or two. It's like giving your desk a little lift me up. And finally, create that weekend magic cleanse. Set aside a feel-good Friday ritual, a little 15-20 minute desk pamper session to set the stage for the upcoming week. Now, no drawers? No problem. Who says that organizing your teacher desk is all about hiding stuff away? Without drawers, you have to get creative. There are so many different ways to create organization in the absence of drawers. You could use things like baskets and bins and think of them as your little desk buddies. They're there to hold onto things when you're busy lighting up mines. Hanging pegboards or a magnetic board on the wall by your desk can create that vertical organization, like a canvas for your creativity. Hang, pin, display, and guess what? It looks fab and functional. If you don't have a teacher toolbox, you need one. Every artist has their favorite brush. Every teacher has their must-haves. A teacher toolbox can keep these must-haves in a central location and easy to access when you need them. Other must-haves for your teacher desk can include a desk calendar to keep track of important dates and meetings. Don't forget to add a personal touch with photos and a small plant that reflects who you are as a person. Now, for our ADHD superstar teachers like me, keeping your desk organized can prove challenging, but it can be a game changer. Using colors to categorize different tools can be visually delightful and keep you on track. Now, we can argue all day long about what color each subject is supposed to be, but color coding tools for math, reading, science, and other subjects with the same color can help you keep track of all the tools necessary for that subject. You'll also want to make sure that you purge materials that are not necessary. Keeping only essential materials on your desk will help curb the overwhelm that can happen when you have ADHD. Another way to stay organized is to have zones. When setting up your desk, try to set it up so that there's an area of your desk assigned to a task. Whether it's grading or planning, keeping the items you need for different tasks in their zone can keep you from getting sidetracked when performing that task. If you're a tech nut like me, then you can save some time and some trees and organize these documents that you access through the week digitally. This is going to save space on your desk and in your drawers, and they can be accessed easily from your computer, tablet, or phone. Don't forget to give your space a little daily love and reset it at the end of each day so that you have a clean slate to start with on the next day. 5 to 10 minutes at the end of the day can go a long way. And then at the end of the week, take 15 to 20 minutes to do a larger reset so that Monday starts off on the right foot. There you have it, teacher friend, a road to a desk that not only looks inviting, but feels productive. When our space is organized, our minds are free to do what we do best: inspire, educate, and connect. Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Farrah Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.